To conclude season one of our Books in Action podcast, where we focused on personal performance, I'd like to share with you the book that has had the biggest impact on me personally as a consultant, which is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. So it is one of the first books, in fact, the first book I read when I became a consultant. It was recommended to me by my boss, mentor and very good friend, Beverly McIntyre, who's one of our founders at Adesi. And I love this book for two reasons. Firstly, the concepts have actually been useful, not just useful, but fundamental in the development of my personal approach to consulting and how we approach things at Adesi. And secondly, a few months after I read the book, I wrote a letter, you know, pen to paper letter to Stephen, care of his publishers, which is quite unlike me. But I wanted to share how useful I had found his book. And he actually emailed me back. I'd included my email on the letter just because that's what you do, right? On your signature. And he emailed me back. And it is something that I have never forgotten. Now, of all the concepts in the book, I probably use a lot of them in our approach to how we do things at Adesi and me personally. But the one I particularly want to share with you is this idea of putting first things first. And the reason I want to focus on this one is it's because it's become the concept that's most useful to me in the past, most recent years, the past 6-7 years I've been a director at Adesi. And annoyingly, the concept is kind of visual, but it's a 2x2 grid with the axes marked important and not important and urgent and not urgent. And what Covey says about putting first things first is that you put your tasks in this grid according to whether they're important or not and urgent or not. And Covey encourages you to focus on the important and not urgent as much as you focus on the things that are important and urgent. And that's because these things have a long-term positive impact to move you towards your larger goals. So the more you do these things, the fewer things appear in your important and urgent category. That's the theory. So practically, you do the important and urgent first, but you have to make sure you protect time for the important and not urgent things. And this is very akin to common advice that business owners and directors get, which is that you should work more on the business and less in the business. And my experience is that the things that tend to be urgent is doing more thing is working in the business. So in my world, that would be the actual consulting. And I have a million examples and stories where I could tell you how I failed to apply this concept. And it's no coincidence that when I get drawn into doing things that are urgent and important, we stagnate. And when we focus on the things as directors that are important but not urgent, you know, we become more successful. So the example of that urgent stuff, as I say, would be where we do projects, where we have clients that come to us with urgent projects, and we either lack capacity because all our consultants are busy, or it's in an area that only me and my business partner G, you know, can deliver at this point because we don't have, we haven't developed consultants in those particular areas yet. And of course, stepping in and doing those projects results in, you know, more income in the short term, but a lack of progress against our bigger picture and our larger priorities. And we have things in place on that grid in our important but not so urgent, which is to address those resource and skills gaps. So we are recruiting, we have skills matrices for our staff that we're proactively managing, but also to be stronger and to try and bat work away from ourselves as much as possible, even though the tendency and natural inclination is, you know, people that loved consulting for, you know, over a decade before we became consultants, you know, would like to get involved in that day-to-day work. It's that recognition that actually working on those important tasks that aren't so urgent will actually move us nearer our goals. We hope you've enjoyed season one of our Books in Action podcast, where we focused on concepts to improve personal performance. If you have a book concept you've applied and have some stories to share, then please do get in touch with us by following the details in our show notes. Follow us on LinkedIn or sign up for our mailing list to be the first to hear about season 2. When it is released.